Most recently, both HDB and URA have concluded their assessment of the property market performance for the full year of 2025. Here, I'll break down the key findings, what they indicate, and what they mean for the property market as we head into 2026. Based on HDB press release, the resale price index or RPI for fourth quarter 2025 stand at 203.6, largely unchanged from 203.7 in third quarter 2025. This marked the first time since first quarter 2020 that resale price have remained flat, following four consecutive quarters of slowing price growth. For the full year, resale price growth moderated sharply from 9.7% in 2024 to just 2.9% in 2025, making it the slowest annual price growth since 2019. So, what does this mean? Well, in my personal assessment, the party is well over. Don't expect to sell 100,000 COV. Those days are technically over. Why? Very simple. HDB has been pumping in thousands of BTO flats across Singapore, from prime to plus to standard flats, at very affordable price point, catering to different income groups of Singaporeans. To me, this is a huge angpao. Honestly, it's even better than striking Toto with Singapore Pool. Why then? Because this is almost a sure win, an opportunity for first-time buyers with patience and planning. With that, Minister Chee Hong Tat has emphasized this at BCA Redux Built Environment and Real Estate Prospect Seminar 2026. And I quote, "If the demand remains strong, HDB has the capacity to further increase the BTO supply, going beyond our 55,000 target from 2025 to 2027. I have asked HDB to get ready for this scenario and to activate the plans upon my decision. So this is not just built to order, this is built to minister order." More BTO flats simply mean that a portion of resale demand will be absorbed by the BTO market. This leaves resale HDB flat having to compete harder for the smaller pool of buyers. If you're staying in a popular estate with strong attributes, for example, mature estate like Ang Mo Kio with decent living space, then there's still a chance. Or those Punggol Hill BTO flats that have CV1, you also stand a chance. Else those city fringe flat, or those premium HDB flat that can give private condominiums a good run of its money. The same apply to newer BTO flats that have just MOP across Singapore. This unit remain attractive and buyers will still come. But for aging flat, lai liao, especially those that have already crossed half their lease, unless buyers have a very specific needs to retire in those locations for the long term, I foresee clear headwind in this segment, which may put downward pressure onto prices. What we are going to see going forward is a more polarized HDB market. Newer flat will continue to support and uplift the overall HDB market, while aging flat may start to drag and distort price performance. Honestly, I don't think the index will move very aggressively from here onwards. In my view, an annual price growth of around 2-3% is still reasonable for 2026 and likely acceptable for the government. Any huge spikes or ramp up in prices is not healthy for the property market and for Singaporean as a whole. For private property owners or PPO, the 15-month rule out could be relaxed going forward. Will this help to stabilize the HDB resale market once again? Well, only time will tell. Next, let's focus on the private residential market. The overall private residential price index had increased at a modest pace of 0.6% in fourth quarter 2025. Compared to an increase of 0.9% in third quarter 2025. For 2025 as a whole, the private index rose moderately by 3.3%, the smallest increase in a year since 2020. This is again good news for the authority. Prices are currently moderating. However, it's still too early to draw firm conclusion on where the market is heading. As we know, the URA Property Price Index or PPI is transaction-based and includes both new sales and resale transactions. Based on the overall resale transactions account for 52.7% of all sales transactions in fourth quarter 2025. In recent years, we have seen significantly higher price in new home launches, and these prices have, to some extent, filtered into the resale market, pushing the overall price index. Looking ahead to 2026, many new homes will be launched at prices much higher than in previous years. The question then becomes very obvious. And I have already raised this in my earlier video. Will new home prices continue to lead the resale market and push the overall index higher? Let's dive deeper into the price performance for both non-landed properties and landed properties in specific. From URA press release, for the whole of 2025, price of landed property rose by 7.6%, while those of non-landed properties rose by 2.3%. Really? Let me double confirm my data with URA release. This is an official website for private property data directly from URA, and I just subscribed to it. Yes, this is one way to elevate my content, all for you. You say I steady or not? Here, I compile the table, and the numbers largely support what we are seeing on the ground. For all residential property, the URA property price index rose by 3.3% in 2025. Non-landed residential property, which make up the majority of the condominium market, saw a more modest increase of 2.3%. In contrast, landed residential property surged by 7.6% in 2025. This reinforced what I have consistently advocated. Landed properties tend to outperform over the long term. Limited supply, scarcity of land, and strong holding power means they remain a solid asset class to hold on for the longer term, especially for buyers with the means and a longer investment horizon. Looking at price by region, the numbers are quite telling. CCR prices increased by 1.9%, RCR by 1.6%, while OCR surged by a staggering 3.2%, clearly leading the market. The mass market segment once again took the spotlight. Why is this happening? There are a few reasons to it. One key factor could be the strong appeal of heartland location, where affordability, accessibility, and livable condition continue to attract a wider pool of buyers. At the same time, the supply of new launches in this area have been relatively well received, further supporting demand. This raises an interesting question. Does this outperformance in the OCR today also point to future opportunity in the CCR and RCR segment? When price growth become more muted in the high-end segment, it often creates selective entry opportunity for buyers with a long-term horizon. Here, let's exclude any external shock. I think the HDB resale market has started to see some sign of stability and moderation. As home buyers shift their demand from the resale market to the BTO market, HDB prices is expected to moderate in terms of price growth for 2026, supported by the robust BTO supply and a large number of BTO flats reaching the end of the minimum occupation period and entering the resale market with 13,500 this year, increased further to 15,000 next year, and 19,500 in 2028. As for the private housing market, price growth is likely to moderate to around 2-3%, largely due to the increase in supply from GLA site coming on stream. This naturally raises the next question. Could a sustained supply pipeline eventually lead to a correction if supply start to outpace demand? Another key factor to watch is the RTS link and the role it may play in shaping buyers' behavior from 2027 onwards. Singaporeans have a long love affair with Malaysia properties, particularly in Johor. With improved connectivity and shorter travel time, the RTS could potentially shift some demand across the border, especially for buyers who are more price sensitive or lifestyle-driven, such as buying a retirement home. That having said, whether this translates into a meaningful impact on Singapore property market remains to be seen. Let me sum it off with what Minister said. Looking ahead, the government will closely monitor economic and property market condition and take necessary action to ensure a stable and sustainable property market. We also urge potential home buyers to be prudent and exercise caution, as the global economic outlook remains uncertain and there are dark clouds in the horizon.